What's up, everybody?
Yeah, we're going to do this show before we get ready to fucking get out of here and go see that Cronenberg movie tonight.
Yeah, we're going to go see the David Cronenberg movie tonight. But it's not, I don't know why, but they're only doing one showing a day, and it's like at 10 p.m., so.
Right.
Oh, well, what are
so
you going to do?
So we'll be back late tonight. Pookie's going to be like, where the fuck did they go?
Where are my meat sticks?
Yeah.
You'll have to give her something before.
So last night, finally got around to renting the Batman.
Yeah, we were actually going to watch Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Yeah, but it's not up yet.
But, I mean, you can buy it, but you can't rent it for whatever reason. So then we saw the Batman, and Tom's like, oh, I wanted to see that. So we decided to rent that instead.
Yeah.
What did you think of it, Thomas?
I thought it was good.
Yeah, I liked it as well.
Because I was thinking, well, what is it I don't... What is it about I like about this movie, and what is it I don't like about the movie? It was kind of like doing... I was kind of looking at it from both sides. And what they did here is they... Everything they did in this, they kind of had to do. Because there's so much Batman out there, they had to do something that was different.
Yeah.
So they... Because to give it its own identity, so you're not ripping off other Batman fucking series. So what they went with is almost kind of like a noir detective flick.
Yeah, and I liked that angle. And from what I know, like, I'm not real up on the comics, but from some other like comments that I saw about it, a lot of people that are real into the comics said that this movie most closely approximated what it was like reading the comics, particularly the ones that came out like in the 90s,
in the 90s and the 80s.
The Long Halloween and stuff like that.
Yeah,
a lot of people said it was very similar in tone to that.
It's what I did like about it is that he was soft spoken. He wasn't like the "and where is he?" and all like the last one. He wasn't all like that. He was real soft spoken. He's not even very big. He's kind of cut, but he's not in real fucking outstanding physical condition. He's just kind of a slender guy. Which sometimes I'm like, well, hold on. He just fucking beat fucking 8 dudes' asses and did all this shit. And that guy's not all that strong fucking. And that's not really how a fight goes down when you're fighting 8 guys. They just dogpile on you and you're at the bottom. It's like you're attacked by a football team, you know? But I'm going like, well, it is Batman, you know what I mean? They're fucking.
And he does have like the technology, I guess, like with the suit and everything.
His suit's pretty decent. But it's not real gadgety. It's just kind of a bulletproof suit. It had some stuff look like darts. I don't know what that was for. I didn't see him ever use them. He had a pretty cool car. He had a good motorcycle, looking like a BMW motorcycle. The car looked like something that had an engine in the front and a back and a fucking rocket on it, and pretty neat. But it didn't go too much into the Batcave. It just showed it. It was just a dark fucking place underneath something somewhere. They don't really he's got a mansion somewhere, but they don't really give you any scale about where this is in relation to the city. It's just vague. Maybe that was good to keep it kind of vague, that way they could expand on that later.
Yeah, I don't think they ever showed Wayne Manor like from the outside, did they?
No.
Like they showed him like upstairs in the like the dining room or whatever, like one time. But
generic fucking castle looking place.
Yeah.
And then he had Zoe Kravitz in there as fucking Selina Kyle. And I liked her as Selina Kyle. I thought she was good. Then again, you know, it gets back to fucking, you look at, she looked great in all the outfits they put her in. Fucking real hot. They put her in a damn Catwoman outfit. And it's not quite a Catwoman outfit. It doesn't have a cat mask, but it's just a... It kind of has little ears on it, but it's just a little stocking pulled over her head. This is kind of like Batman's first mission. So it's like his character isn't fully solidified, really, you know. Towards the end it is, but...
Because they say he's been Batmanning for 2 years, right? Doing the vigilante stuff.
Yeah.
So he hasn't really got the hang of it. He's more in, like, revenge and, like, just beating the shit out of people mode.
Yeah.
So.
Now, Zoe is probably fucking 4'11", maybe 4'10". She probably weighs 90 pounds.
She is a tiny person.
She was beating up some fucking 220-pound dudes. It's not realistic. But then you gotta go, well, it is a comic book movie.
Yeah.
Although she does do some cool shit. That's kind of... They try to put a little bit of realism on this. So it's not totally crazy, certain things that they do. It's far-fetched, but... Like, she jumps off buildings, and how the hell did she do that? Well, she could... They showed her doing kind of like parkour early on, going down the damn fire escapes and fucking like a gymnast and fucking... And then landing on her feet in them little bitty heels and shit. And then they show Batman doing things like fucking jumping off buildings, and he had one of those fucking... Like the fucking flying squirrel outfits. I don't know what you call those things. And he's fucking catching air and trying to pull out of the dive, and his little fucking parachute comes out the back to slow his ass down, and he fucks it up and hits the ground.
It was like under an overpass. I did actually like that, because he was like, hey, cool, it's working. Oh, shit. You know what I mean? Because he's to the drawing board.
So at least they're trying to give you a sense of, like, that shit goes wrong, so there's stakes.
Yeah.
Because when he hits the ground, fucking, it's kind of like wiping out on a fucking bike, if you've ever done that. You're fucked up. He's limping away and shit. Because he was probably going 70 when he hit. I know exactly what that's like. Couldn't get out of bed next morning. Fucking Jenny fucking had to take me to the bathroom. I'm pissing out blood and shit. Couldn't get my shirt off. She had to feed me.
Set a Big Mac on his chest and pushed it toward his mouth.
You're okay the first day. It's the next day. You wake up and you're just fucking like you've been fucking hammered.
That was something else. He couldn't even put his own pants on.
I couldn't put my pants on or nothing. Just couldn't even move. But then, like, the writing is good. The story is good. The villain's good in it. The Riddler. He does some cool shit. He's just like a serial killer. He's like a real smart dude, and he just uses the internet, and he has a fucking internet following, and you don't find out until the very end. All these dudes are going to meet up with him. It's pretty cool. Dude that plays Commissioner Gordon is the same dude that played fucking Felix Leiter in this past fucking...
the James Bond movie.
James Bond movies. I love that character. He was a fucking bad... He was the best Felix of all times. Because at least he had long speaking lines and did shit. And he goes way back. He was in Shaft, too. I think he was in the first Samuel Jackson Shaft. Yeah. So he shows up in detective and fucking secret agent movies and superhero movies now. So he made a real good Gordon. He's like the only fucking stand-up cop on the whole force. Everybody else is pretty much fucking corrupt.
And I like, too, like I said, because Batman is still considered a vigilante by pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that Gordon is kind of the only one that's sort of, like, sticking by his side. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Batman, like, shows up at some crime scene, like, because Gordon said it was okay, and everybody else is like, what the fuck is this guy doing
here? Yeah, the cops don't like him, the other part of the force don't like
him.
Why are you bringing
here?
This freak in here? You know what, this guy, and he's just walking around.
Checking
nobody
shit
knows
out.
Who he is. Now, the dude that plays the Batman himself, okay, as a character, the way he got it set up, I liked it. It was different than the other Batmans, but it was still Batman. I could read into that. I could say that from the comic books, you know, like the Dark Knight shit that we used to read in the fucking late 80s, early 90s, that's pretty close to kind of how I imagined him. And I was going, you know what, that's a lot like The Crow. And he is a lot like The Crow.
This movie looks a lot like The Crow. I mean, you know, The Crow was going back and, like, you know, was like quite kind of a noir film,
too.
Yeah,
Crow 1, not the other Crows. Crow 1. That's what I'm talking about. It's like Crow 1. He's kind of goth.
Kind
of. And, like, before, you know, they'd have some of the old cheesy Batman, he'd put the fucking mask on. And then around his eye sockets, it was black. You know what I mean? Fucking, they didn't show the putting on makeup procedure. Like, oh, well, he's a real man. He don't put on makeup. Yeah, well, fucking in the goth world, you got to put on that fucking makeup to get this fucking black. So I like the fact that they actually show he wears makeup.
You know what's funny?
His eye sockets black.
I was watching Chris Stuckman's review of this movie, and that was another detail that he particularly liked.
Oh, he did?
He's like, I liked that.
Yeah.
He's like, in every other Batman movie, you know, he takes off his cowl and he doesn't have
no makeup
on. He's like, even though you can kind of see it, like,
see
under the
wearing,
mask.
Yeah.
But he's like, I like that they were that committed to, like, detail and realism that he had... When he takes the cowl off, he still has black makeup, like, all around his
eyes. Yeah, his eye sockets are black.
Yeah, because they would be.
That's the only way you can get that look.
Sure.
Now, fucking the old television series from the 60s, he wasn't wearing any black makeup, and that didn't look too good.
Yeah.
It looks a lot better when the eye sockets are blackened out, so you just see eyes piercing out of fucking black fucking face, you know what I mean? With a little fucking white fucking bottom jaw, you know, just eyes. It looks good. And the only way to get that is to darken your eye sockets. Well, you could do that now, and you could do that with The Crow. Crow was wearing makeup.
Yeah.
You know, they showed him putting his makeup on before he's fucking these dudes up.
Yeah.
So I kind of like
makeup is for everybody. It's not just for girls.
Well, he's in a costume. You know what I mean? Yeah. And all those other actors are wearing makeup.
They're just trying to make it look like they don't have makeup.
They don't have makeup. So, yeah, but fuck no, Batman would be wearing
makeup. That's what used to make me laugh, like, back in the 80s, like, when my grandpa used to say, like, he'd see, like, Boy George or something like that. Like, look, they're, like, wearing all that makeup. I'm like, dude, the newscasters are wearing makeup. Yeah. They're just trying to make it look like they're not.
Every time you see a Broadway play, those motherfuckers are wearing makeup.
If they're on TV, they got makeup on. Trust me. But yeah, that's just funny. But yeah, I did kind of like, I mean, obviously it's a superhero movie, so it's not going to be like completely realistic, but I did like the attention to detail like that, where it was trying to make it like as grounded as possible.
Yeah.
And I know that some of the other Batman movies have done that too, probably more than any other superheroes, because Batman isn't supernatural. Like all of his stuff comes from, you know, his money, and he makes all these gadgets and shit like that, but...
Now, as far as Selena Kyle and stuff, you know what I mean? My boy fucking, he didn't really like it. He was going that, you know, I don't know if I like Zoe Kravitz as Selena Kyle. And everybody's got their favorite Catwoman, you know. My two favorite, really the prettiest Catwoman was Julie Newmar. Okay, she is pretty, but she wasn't my favorite one. My favorite one was, shit, what's her name? The one from the Tim Burton Catwoman.
Well, Halle Berry was Catwoman.
No.
Michelle Pfeiffer was Catwoman. Yeah.
Favorite one's Michelle Pfeiffer.
Well, I always liked Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, she did a good Catwoman. And Eartha Kitt. Eartha Kitt from the television series.
I love Eartha Kitt anyway. Yeah. She's so rad.
And for me, those two, that was... Well, those were the best... Those were kind of like my original favorites. But you kind of combine those two, and Zoe Kravitz is kind of a combination of those two characters. You know what I mean? Fucking in the way they look. So, yeah, I thought she was good. She reminded me of Michelle Pfeiffer in some ways, and then she reminded me of Eartha Kitt in certain ways. So
again, I liked that they made her kind of like more of a grounded character.
Yeah.
I mean, she works in the club. She works in the nightclub, and it's like she initially gets involved with Batman because her best friend and roommate.
Yeah.
Goes missing,
yeah.
And she suspects that the mob guys that are at the club that she works at like had something to do with it. Yeah, so she gets involved in the.
Turns out her dad is a gangster.
Yeah,
his Falcone is her dad.
Yeah,
and the dude that plays Falcone in this one is fucking. I like that character,
John Turturro. Yeah,
yeah, he's
I
really
love him.
Good.
He's a great actor.
And you don't know whether or not he's lying or telling the truth or what the story is. And you know, he's kind of a complicated character. He's bad, but he's capable of good things, and he's capable of at least telling some good stories or good lies that you might believe in. You don't know if it's true or not, though. What he's saying. That's just what's kind of like the way life is, I guess. But I thought it was a good noir movie. It is a detective movie that has a lot of superhero elements in it. It's as good as the best. I think it's as good as like other good Batmans, and much better than shitty Batman. Like Batman and Robin is much better than that.
Well, I mean, most movies are better than Batman and Robin. Let's be honest.
Well, you know, some of the Tim Burton. The Tim Burton Batman. The first one was pretty good, and the second one was. Mostly good. There was some shit in that I didn't really like, you know what I mean, in Tim Burton's second one. It started to get a little too goofy. I'm glad that it didn't do any goofiness in this one.
Yeah, this is an absolutely not goofy movie at all. I mean, it's very grim.
It is gritty.
Yeah.
Kind of like Joker. I thought it might have been in the same universe, but the technology doesn't quite match up.
Yeah, this one seemed like it was modern day.
Yeah, they had modern technology.
Well, and at the end, when hopefully you guys have seen it. I mean, you know what I mean? Well, I'm just going to say, like, at the end with the Riddler.
Yeah, see the Joker.
Yeah, that's the Joker, right?
Yeah,
like, in the next, and he looked young.
Yeah, and he was young. He wasn't.
So it's kind of like a reboot.
It's a different universe.
Now, I think, and I think that what they plan to do with this, and I'm sure they're going to do it now because this made a shit ton of money, is that this is going to be a trilogy, obviously, because everything is now. And I think they're doing a couple spinoff series on HBO Max as well.
Yeah, okay.
That's going to be set in this same universe. Because, like I said, this is another... I mean, it's not like we necessarily needed another Batman movie because there's been so many. And there's been so many, like, reboots and stuff. But, I mean, people keep going to see them and they make billions of dollars, so obviously they're going to keep making them if people keep coming to see them. And this was actually a really good one. And like I said, they deliberately like went in a different direction with it and went more like in a noir detective kind of thing. Zach was saying that you know, that it had been inspired by Chinatown and stuff like that. Yeah, it's much more that kind of thing. Like I said, there's nothing funny in it. It's not goofy. That it was kind of inspired by Chinatown. There's nothing goofy in it. There's nothing silly in it. It's just, it's very, very serious. Some people might say it's too serious, depending. But yeah, it is very grim, and it's just kind of like, it almost is like a David Fincher movie. I want to say it's almost like a David Fincher type, like Zodiac or something like that.
Yeah.
I really liked, the look of this was great. I really liked the score. It's weird, but I was into it. I liked that, the way they used that Nirvana song. I thought that was cool. I hadn't heard that song in a long time, actually. And I didn't even realize, because a couple of you guys pointed it out, that Colin Farrell was playing the Penguin. I didn't even fucking recognize him. I didn't recognize him until I looked at the cast later. I'm like, holy fucking shit. I would never have recognized him, like, if he hadn't said. But the guy that directed this and co-wrote it as well was the same guy that directed Cloverfield, which was a really good monster movie. And he did the American reboot of Let Me In, like the vampire movie, Let the Right One In, which was actually like quite good. And he did a couple of the newer Planet of the Apes movies as well.
All right, so there's a couple things I didn't like about this movie. It was long.
Yeah, slightly long.
It felt long.
It was what, 3 hours? It's three hours, right? Yeah, it could have been a little bit shorter.
Another thing is that there were some scenes, and I'm looking at Batman's face. He doesn't have his mask on, especially when he's sitting next to Alfred, when Alfred is in the fucking hospital in bed. And I'm looking at that face, and I start getting this uncanny valley feeling. I go, man, that is not a human face. That dude is not there. That's CG.
I don't know. That is kind of what he looks like, though.
That couldn't have been. I just started to get that creepy, you're looking at a corpse feel going, that is not real. That is CG. I mean, it's really good CG. Or they did some kind of CG overlay on his face or something. There's some of those shots, I'm going like, that. No, that is not a living human being. That's fucking an image. I just got that feeling, you know. I couldn't believe you couldn't see it.
I mean, I see what you're talking about, but I mean, I've seen Robert Pattinson in other movies. Like, he was in The Lighthouse, you know that, right?
Yeah.
And he was in, well, he was in those terrible Twilight
movies. I'm saying that's him, but there were some times when him the skin texture and the eyes and just the expression, I'm going like, that's not a real person. That's CG. And when he would talk, the way the mouth would move, it just, you get that uncanny valley. I think he wasn't in that scene. I think they had a stand-in and they CGI'd his face over that in that particular scene. And there was another scene for a few seconds. They showed him while he was in the he was doing something in the. It wasn't through the whole movie. It was just a couple scenes. I saw it. Well, I don't.
I wonder. I mean, I guess it's a possibility because I think I heard that this movie kept, because I think Robert Pattinson got COVID at some point. So maybe they had to do some reshoots and he wasn't around to do it.
Yeah, I think so.
Or something. I think the director got COVID.
There was
too.
Some shit that just did not look right.
I think I remember hearing that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if that's explaining it. Or maybe it just looked weird because of the lighting. I'm not really sure.
I'm pretty sure it was CG. And in that, especially the hospital scene, and there was another scene in the Batcave. Where he looked over his shoulder, he did something, and I go, human doesn't move that way. It looked too much like a cartoon image. You know what I mean? Like a video game.
Yeah, I wonder if it was. I wonder why they did it in those particular.
Just real good with fucking body language and facial expressions, and it's. I've never had a computer image ever fool me. I don't know why.
I did. I mean, the thing about this movie, though, I really, really like. It's similar in tone to The Joker, I guess. That's why you were kind of saying that. Because The Joker was also, like, real gritty and kind of grim and stuff.
Similar tone to The Joker. Bigger scale. More special effects. A lot more action in it.
Less a character study.
Yeah.
Because The Joker was more of a character study. This one is more like I said, like a detective story. Like a serial killer.
Right. It ends up like a Batman movie. You know what I mean? With the fucking big fights with a bunch of dudes and, you know, trying to fucking flood the city and fucking, you know what I mean?
Blowing shit up.
And so it ends like a superhero movie, just that most of it is like a detective story.
Which I like that. I like that.
Yeah, well, that's closer to the old series that they had. You know what I mean? Finding clues, asking people, trying to figure out what the Riddler's talking about. Missing clues and having to go back and get it. You know, that kind of shit. And also, all the supporting characters were basically involved in organized crime. So then dealing with them is kind of like a gangster movies.
Yeah, because there was a lot of... I mean, I will say, the plot's kind of convoluted, but I didn't really find it all that hard to follow. I did think the movie was slightly long, but I think that's probably my only, like, major criticism. It could have been a little bit shorter, but other than that, I thought it was really good. And actually, visually, it was really, really nice to look at. Yeah. I really, really liked, like, the first shots, like, when all those thugs are in there, like, beating up that guy in the subway station and, like... There's, like, shadows, and you don't know. You just hear, like, the footsteps, like, coming for a really long time. And then Batman, like, very slowly, like, comes out of the darkness. I thought that was, like, really, really cool.
Yeah, in the last big series, you know, Gotham had that look. It just looked like a fucking gothic version of New York, you know. Not this one. This one, it looks like Blade Runner. From Harrison Ford's Blade Runner. It looks like that. Raining.
Yeah, it seems like it's dark and raining all the time.
A bunch of signs everywhere, and it looks like L.A. from fucking Blade Runner.
Even though I'm pretty sure they shot this in Chicago, and I think they shot some of it in the UK as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one scene in particular where all the cops are like closing in on the Riddler and he's sitting in that diner.
Yeah,
it kind of looks. It kind of looks like Blade Runner, but it also kind of looks like that Edward Hopper painting too. But yeah, so it looks like that. But yeah, it is very kind of like Blade Runner-y.
Yeah,
it is very dark. The whole thing is pretty dark, but I don't know. I just really liked the look of it. Like you said, it kind of reminded me of The Crow in a lot of ways. Like the look of it, I really loved that one. Chase, and I think this was in the trailer, like where they did the chase scene and then like the Batmobile like comes out of the fire and then like the guy is like watching it from upside down and then he sees like just the shadow of Batman like coming out of the fucking fire.
Yeah, it's very much like Blade Runner, and you know the visual styling is like old Blade Runner and fucking the Crow. The movie's goth. It's goth.
It is. It's goth as fuck.
Yeah. Batman's a goth Batman.
Yeah, he's even got emo hair.
Emo hair. I'm gonna call it emo hair. It's just that's like something that a goth dude has.
It's just kind of like floppy.
Yeah,
like floppy over one eye.
Yeah,
and he's very brooding.
Yeah,
like and, I don't think he smiles like one single time in this.
And
movie.
Selena, when she's not in her cat burglar outfit, she just looks like some chick from a fucking goth club, fetish girl.
Yeah, she's got these big old boots and
big boots.
She has some nice wigs and whatnot.
Wigs and fucking corsets and stuff, and a lot of PVC. She's just, you know, like a fetish chick. So yeah, it's goth. It's a goth Batman. Is it as good as the last series? I'd say it's different. It's a different tone.
Yeah, it's hard to compare them because it's really not. It's coming at it from a different angle.
Yeah,
you know, which you know that's fine.
It has potential to be as good as the other ones. But like I said, the tone's gonna be a little bit different. So far, I think it's on track. It's on track. It's got to be different. You cannot redo what you did before. So there's really no other place to go. And still have it Batman.
I mean, because they've done pretty. I mean, they've done goofy ass Batman.
Yeah.
They've done, you know, they've done more gritty Batman. But I don't know. This is, like I said, this is kind of the first time they did Detective Batman. Yeah. I don't know. They've done it, like, a little bit before, but...
Almost tone is almost similar to the old Spawn, too, in a certain, visually. Kind of like Spawn, also. Gritty. Dark.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it as well.
Yeah.
Zach said the cinematographer for this won the Oscar for Dune this year, actually.
Okay, yeah.
And a bunch of people are thinking he might win again for this, too. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he won for this. It's a nice-looking movie. I really, really like a lot of the, I don't know, there's the fight scenes. Just I don't know. I just like the whole aesthetic of it. It's really cool.
You know, there's some people bitching and moaning about it, you know. But
well, there's always going
to be. You're always going to get that. Yeah. No, I disagree. It's good. There's nothing else they could have done. You cannot redo the old shit. You have to fucking go. It's just a new path, and they just went kind of crow. Yeah. Blade Runner.
Yeah. Which, like I said, fair enough. Uh-huh. It's not like they just pulled that out their ass. No. That's kind of what they were.
That's kind of what it was.
And I mean, you know, Matt Reeves, he actually used, like I said, some of the comics, like from the late 80s and early 90s, yeah. like The Long Halloween or Year yeah. One and stuff like that. Like, he kind of mashed yeah. those all together.
Yeah.
So he did get the story from there. It's kind of yeah. like a loose adaptation, I guess.
Yeah, and you can't have like a fucking huge, fucking roided out fucking Batman anymore because that was done already. Especially in the animated versions. Some of those animated ones are really good. You know?
Yeah, Mask of the Phantasm yeah, is really
Mask
good.
Of the Phantasm.
I mean, a lot of people think that's like the best yeah. Batman in any medium.
55-year-old roided out fucking Batman. Going, oh man, my fucking back. You know, I'm like, ah. But that was also a good one.
Yeah.
So everything's been done, and this is just, we're going to do, we're, you know, this Batman's more kind of like, you know, Humphrey Bogart, but goth. Kind of a, what's his name? Sam Spade. Kind of a...
Yeah. And you get the sense that he hasn't really, like... That he hasn't really into the character yeah. yet.
Right.
He's still kind of new to this whole yeah. vigilante thing.
Right, right. He's a vigilante, kind of like Sam Spade kind of character. But of his time and place. And he's young, so he's still kind of learning it. Kind of like James Bond Casino Royale, you know what I mean? His first mission. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
I approve. It's good. It's good. Let's just see where it goes. But
yeah, we'll see what the... Because I'm sure they're going to go yeah, ahead and make the trilogy.
I give this episode 2 thumbs up. Let's see let's see if the follow-up is as good. It should be. I don't see why they could... They can't back off of this. You have to go down that direction.
Yeah.
It has to be like this.
Danny Rowling said, I haven't seen the Ben Affleck Batmans yet, but not in a hurry to either. Yeah, I think initially he was supposed to be doing this one, but then, like, shit happened and he didn't end up doing it. I don't think I've seen
it. Yeah, I've seen him. The Batman versus Superman, right? He's in.
Did I see that?
I think he's in it. He's not bad. He's pretty good. It's just, man, those are CGI fests, you know what I mean? That's going kind of the way, like, the Marvel... Doctor Strange goes where just everything is just fucking CG, you know, and they're blowing up the whole world, and they're staying. He's all right. Explosion happened, it knocked buildings out, but Batman made it because he's got armor suit on. And it's just like, come on, but it's a different kind of entertainment.
Yeah,
you know, this one is a lot more grounded in realism, kind of like that very first. Well, I want to say grounded in fucking realism. Kind of like Batman Begins, it was kind of realistic. Like, some things were kind of plausible. People can't really jump that far, and they can't really fucking... There is certain shit that, you know what I mean, it's not... Physics doesn't really work that way. When you fall from that height, you get hurt. Doesn't matter what you do. It does violate that, but it just has a grittiness to it. It's trying to be like a 70s detective movie that has a dude with gadgets that can do some shit. But his gadgets aren't real far out. He has the fucking bat grappling hook thing, which those don't work. Those can't happen. Mythbusters fucking tried like hell to get something like that to work. And they showed you the problems.
And they were disappointed.
Yeah, they showed you the problems with things like that. Those things like that can't work, or they'd be everywhere. His little fucking boomerang or batarang, he pulled it off his chest, but he just did it to cut a wire. I don't think he ever threw it.
Yeah, I don't think he did either.
No.
And then the only other thing he had those contact lenses that had, like, cameras in them.
Yeah, and fucking, it's got, like, Google-type shit where it IDs you, puts your fucking
name
down.
Yeah, like, face recognition.
Yeah, facial recognition.
It had that.
And it also had, like, fucking light magnification or thermal mixed in with it, too. And he put them on Catwoman and sent her out on a mission. He could see what she was seeing, and they could talk together, talk to each other. It was a pretty cool trick. Another thing that was kind of weird is that him and Catwoman kind of fell in together pretty quick. I felt a little bit unnaturally too fast. I mean, you know, those are both pretty hot people. I mean, that probably would happen. But it just didn't seem like there was any tension in the beginning. Next thing you know, he's flirting with her just right off the bat. But then again, he's not a cop. He's a vigilante, so yeah. He can kind of do what he wants. But he was getting involved pretty early with a girl he knew was a criminal. She was fucking breaking and entering and stealing shit.
Maybe he justified. He's like, well, I'm kind of a criminal too, yeah, so it's not that big a deal.
Yeah,
and she seems kind of like a nice person otherwise.
Right.
Other than like breaking into
shit. She was breaking into shit though. It was just to save her friend.
Yeah, I mean, so, when he caught her, like, breaking into the safe, she knew that she was breaking in there not... I mean, she did steal money later on, I'm not saying that, but she was breaking in there to steal... to get the passport back, like, her friend's passport, because she knew that that guy had taken it, so she couldn't leave. So she was... her heart was in the right place, you know what I mean? But like I said, that's kind of how they ended up hooking up, is she was looking for her best... for it was her roommate, actually, and, like, her best friend had disappeared. And she knew that the mob had something to do with it, so they kind of, like, started working together. Yeah, I get what you're saying, but, like, honestly, I think, like I said, the only criticism I have is it was maybe, like, slightly too long, but other than that, I thought it was, like, really good.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it. I liked it.
Nothing wrong with it at all.
Yeah.
All right, so, let's see. Are we done?
Yeah, we gotta start getting ready for tonight.
Yeah, we're gonna go this evening and see the new David Cronenberg movie, Crimes of the Future.
Matter of fact, I need to start. We need to get the tickets now.
Yeah, we'll do that as soon as we get off of here. We'll go get the seats, and then it shouldn't be too crowded. It's Monday night. I don't think anybody's gonna go Monday night at 10 p.m.
There's no telling with these people, man.
To see if anybody's gonna go see it. So that should be the movie that we're talking about tomorrow, unless something untoward happens. So thanks for coming by and hanging out with us and talking about the Batman today. We will see you guys again tomorrow evening.